Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Three Terrible Gamers Podcast. It's episode 122 here with Colin.
Hey guys.
All right, we got one from last week, and then we'll get on to this week's, which was pretty exciting, actually. So, PlayStation may have a new AAA IP coming.
Yeah, there's not really, I mean, it's kind of a hidden detail. Per se, there's not much on it. As far as pretty much as a job posting for an LA studio. So at this point, it's pretty much, it's going to be happening, but the speculations of what they're actually doing with the title is still way up for debate and what anyone can guess or try to figure out. From what I've seen.
Yeah, basically, it just says that Sony has opened a new PlayStation studio in Los Angeles, California. As confirmed by a recent job listing, the newly established internal PlayStation studio is working on a high-profile original AAA IP for PS5. Speculation suggests that the new PlayStation studio could be for a Bungie spinoff team or former Deviation Games co-founder Jason Blundell's team. Let's see. It says fans are go ahead.
Get a team dedicated just for Jack and Daxter.
That would be all right. Or I'd like to see a sequel to Daxter because he only got one game by himself.
Yeah.
And that was a really good game. It was a launch title. Well, I don't know if it was a launch title, but it was a launch title with my PSP. It came in a bundle when I got my PSP. Yeah. So it was a good game. See, we haven't seen a Jack and Daxter game in a long time. Now that I think about it.
I mean, I say it'll be something completely new, but that would just be a good wish.
Yeah, they should definitely bring that series back. But it says fans are constantly on the lookout for news about future PlayStation games from Santa Monica Studio, Naughty Dog, Insomniac Games, and more. In recent years, PlayStation has also expanded its roster of first-party teams by acquiring long-standing development partners like Housemarque, Bluepoint Games, FireSprite, etc. Now there's a secret new PlayStation studio fans should watch out for, based in Los Angeles, California. Currently unnamed PlayStation first-party studios is developing a groundbreaking original AAA IP. Who knows? Maybe this will be... Since Sony pretty much lost their Call of Duty, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Exclusivity? Not really exclusivity, but, you know, they always got special treatment when it came to Call of Duty after the 360 era. And they always got the map packs first and, you know, stuff like that. So since they lost that because Microsoft, you know, bought Activision, maybe they're making a new shooter, first person shooter to compete.
I mean, since they technically bought out Bungie, I mean, they could easily do it with Destiny or whatever and turn Destiny into a first person, well, not necessarily a first person shooter, but multiplayer version, like how Call of Duty would be.
They could, but I mean, they kind of already have that on Destiny, and it's not great, but I mean, it says it could be like a Bungie spinoff thing, so that could be it, but we don't know. I just know Call of Duty is definitely leaves a big missing hole in PlayStation first party kind of types
standard. Especially when it came down to them having a month ahead of everybody else for the content.
Yeah.
Which map packs are pretty much gone nowadays.
Pretty much.
They get their money through like actual skins and stuff.
Yeah, everybody gets the same update at the same time. If Microsoft wanted to be high ends about it, they could give the update to PC and Xbox a month early, but yeah. Microsoft's not like it. They're wanting their money, so.
Yeah.
All right. Up next. What everybody has all been waiting for 8 years, pretty much. I mean, we knew this day would come eventually. It says Nintendo reveals Nintendo Switch 2 trailer as a day of recording yesterday.
The Switch 2. They couldn't get creative with it. They went plain and simple. We just call it 2. That way you can't mess up like you did with the Wii and Wii U.
Yeah. You know it's next gen.
Yep. So in their trailer, they showed off a bunch of cool features. It's a little bit bigger, a new kickstand design. It goes along the run of the back of the console. Along the back of the console. It's black now, and the Joy-Cons aren't a standard set color. They're black with the Joy, like the actual sticks and stuff being the red and blue.
Yeah, I thought that was cool.
Yeah,
kind of like an opposite effect.
Rumors were speculating that's the new Mario Kart footage that we did see in the trailer.
Mario Kart, I guess technically 10 or X, because they consider...
They're calling it 9.
Well, say they considered... They said that they considered Tour 9, Nintendo themselves.
We'll see what they actually call them, but online's calling it 9.
They could call it 9, but Nintendo themselves said they consider Tour 9, which is a mobile game.
They also consider Mario Run a true game too, but I don't guess technically Mario has numbers past the first game, or the first trilogy of games, I should say.
Yeah.
And the Advance series.
Right.
But
which were remakes, pretty much.
On that footage, you could see 24 player slots, so that's leaving speculations that it's potentially going to be able to play 24 players at one time. And
double the players.
That would be chaotic.
It would. Imagine, I mean, you get a crap ton of red and blue shells now. Imagine 24 people on the track at the same time.
What, Stainer now is 8?
I think it's up to 12 now.
12. So double what you're... So I don't think I've played a Mario Kart since the GameCube one, and all on, or the Wii. The Wii's the last Mario Kart I played.
Yeah, I think Mario Kart 8 has 12 slots for characters.
And did you pick up on the trailer that the Joy-Cons moved like a mouse for a little bit? Do you think they're going to do anything along that thing? Because they really haven't touched on that since the N64.
So me and Ryland talked about this last week. Before, you know, because we seen a mock-up of like a leaked picture of the Switch, and it looked like it had an IR sensor like a mouse does on the side. And then in the trailer, you seen them scooted across the desk like that. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I guarantee you that's what that is, because we talked about it last week, and then they showed that. And if you hold a Joy-Con, just a regular one, like this, it actually doesn't feel bad if you scoot across the desk. You can use R as the left mouse click, and then ZR as the right mouse click, and it don't feel bad. So I think they might have like some Switch 2 PC type games in it.
Yeah,
I mean,
I think that's the new gimmick.
I noticed it was rolling like that, like how a mouse would, but at the same time, how many people are playing the Switch at a desk?
Right. My thing. I mean, I would. I mean, I'd play it on my monitor, but not everybody would. You know, most people play it on TV.
Like I would play it on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Which, like I said, they haven't touched on like a mouse type idea since like the N64.
Yeah. I don't know. It's Nintendo, though. You know, they'll... Obviously, whatever it is, it'll have an probably have an option to use it or not, like whatever game. So like Skyward Sword HD, when they remade it, how it had motion controls, you know, you could use it like the Wii, or you could use the buttons. So it kind of be like that. So you maybe if you wanted to use the mouse effect in some games, you can. If not, then you can use the stick. Something, maybe. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe April 2nd when they the direct, we'll see what. But it did. I mean, just the way they scooted across the desk is too much evidence to me to say that that's not a thing, because it has looked like an IR sensor on the side of it.
Now, do you think they'll probably skip the February direct since they're going to have a direct in April?
I think they'll still have a February direct to announce what games are coming out for the Switch in the first quarter of the year. Well, first half of the year, I guess, till summer, like they usually do. And maybe even announce a couple Switch 2 games, maybe. I don't know about that. They might wait till the April 2nd direct for that. But I think we'll at least get a Switch direct to show the first half of the games for this year.
Yeah, it's definitely exciting the closer it gets to time, especially since they've done that, which the leakers had it right. They were saying that January 16th was going to get news, which they said it was going to release on the 2nd, on April 2nd, which it wound up being a direct, which I guess it's still possible they could shadow drop it that day, which I doubt it.
I doubt it. I'd say it's more likely like September to November, but... Yeah. It is Nintendo. You know, you never know. The Switch was released in March, so you never know. And they kind of shadow dropped it too. Like they didn't really announce really far ahead and release. Like it was just here's a trailer like a month before, and then a month later, oh here it's releasing. Here you go.
No one was really excited about the Switch though initially because
that's true.
After the Wii U.
That's true.
Everyone still had a bad taste in their mouth from the Wii U and how they done with it, then, or people that thought the Wii U was just an add-on was just like, oh, they ain't had a console since the Wii, I'm gonna go get this.
Yeah. Wii U slept on, though. It was a good console, but it was Nintendo's fault. Poor marketing. I mean, caught the Wii U instead of the Wii 2, like the Switch 2. So, I mean, it was their fault, but...
Oh, actually, the other day they could have called it Switch Me.
I could.
Bring back the Miis.
Technically, Switch did have Mii functions in Mario Kart 8. You could race with them.
I think I'm one of the... Well, where I bought the Switch right when it came out, it didn't have any Mario bundles with it at all, so... What did we? Mine came with Sonic Frontiers. Or not Frontiers, Sonic Forces. Starts with an F.
So you'd rather it come with Frontiers.
Yeah, definitely. It'd be kind of rougher to come with Frontiers since it came, you know, whole 6 year difference?
Yeah. I'd say Forces was a rough game.
Yeah, it was. Couldn't get past the first boss. It was so buggy and glitchy, which, but again, I never claimed to be good either.
That's true. Yeah, there's so much. It was a 2 minute trailer, but there was so much in it, detail wise, for it not to be. Oh, it's weird. Like, there's so much in it, detail wise, for it not to be that much content. Like, even on the Mario Kart 9, 10X, whatever it is, like, I noticed Mario, his face is more rounded, like kind of like from Wonder. And then Donkey Kong looks like Donkey Kong from the movie, not like his previous design.
Well, they do that with pretty much every iteration of, I mean, granted, this is the first time they really had like movies and stuff out. But, like, Smash Brothers throughout the years, they've always done the previous iteration of, like, games with it. Like, for Melee, it was the Ocarina of Time Link. Brawl, it was the Twilight Princess Link.
Yeah.
So they always
do stuff. Ultimate was Breath of the Wild. Yeah. Like, yeah. Actually, when I first seen it, I was like, that reminds me of Mario Kart 64 Mario, and then after watching it, like, because just the roundness of his face and stuff, and I was like, yeah, that's from Mario Wonder.
A little less blocky, but still the same concept.
Yeah. I was like, that's weird, but then I like Super Mario Bros. Wonder was like that.
The USB port is on top now, too. There's one on top and bottom, I believe.
And I think a lot of people were speculating what that's for, like whether it's for Pokemon transfer, like the old days, you know, a link cable. That might be. I don't know. But I think it's just a charging port on the top and the bottom.
Because it's harder to play when the cord's at the bottom whenever you're not docked. Like,
That's what
you've got it charging and you're not docked. So
that's what I'm saying. Like, if you're holding the Switch on your lap and you're charging it from the bottom, you're either breaking your cord or it's uncomfortable as crap. So I think that way you'll have it on. Yeah, exactly. You'll have it on either side, whatever you're comfortable with. That way you can dock it from the bottom, obviously, and then play handheld mode with it in top. So I think that's all that is.
Honestly, like, I'm even the same way with my phone. Like, I don't like being on my phone while it's charging at all because I don't like the cord being at the bottom of the phone.
Yeah, I don't like breaking the cord. Feels like I'm tearing it up.
I mean, it makes sense why they initially done that with the Switch, because for one, that's where the dock, you know, place was, and what do you see every day? You put your charger on your phone, on the bottom of your phone.
Yeah, so 2017, like, that was fine, but now we have handhelds like the ROG Ally that has a USB-C charging port on the top, and the Steam Deck has it on top and bottom, so, you know, just up with the times.
I think it's just a convenient thing.
Yeah.
And it's magnetic Joy-Cons, I believe, too, this time around.
Yeah, so they don't slide up. They have, like, a port on the side, and then plug in that way. And then there's an extra button. I don't know if I've talked about it on here, but on my other podcast, but there's an extra button around where the triggers go. We didn't know what that button did, but that just releases the Joy-Con from the console.
Gotcha. I was going to say, a lot of people were thinking it was going to be the, like, the C button, kind of like the C-stick for the N64. And
well, there is a C-stick underneath the home button on the front of the Joy-Con. It looks like not a stick, but it looks like a button. It could be like a nub, how the new 3DS had, but it looks like a button, but it has a C on it.
Gotcha.
It looks like a C, anyway. People are calling it the C button. Trying to think of anything else that I noticed. Backward compatibility, like I said before, we wasn't sure if it was going to be a thing, and I always said that it was, and it is. Physical and digital Switch games will be backward compatible with the Switch 2. Not all of them, depending on, like, your gimmicky ones, like Ring Fit Adventures and crap like that. That probably won't be backward compatible. Just your standard games, Breath of the Wild, all your normal games, not.
Still be up to the third party developers if they allow that or not, like the game companies.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I think the IR sensor on the bottom, that little black thing on the bottom of the right Joy-Con is no longer there. I think they got rid of it because they didn't really use it that much on any games. So.
And it's an LCD and not an OLED, correct?
I believe it is an LCD. 7-inch, I believe. Yeah.
Because obviously it was just all visuals.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's probably an LCD. And then I think it's 7-inch because obviously they showed that it is bigger than your standard V1 Switch, which the OLED is 7 inches, so that would make sense that it's about the same size as it. The Joy-Cons are bigger, so the whole system's bigger.
Mm-hmm.
But I still think, obviously my March release date's wrong because the Direct's not till April, but I still think that probably have the Mario Kart game as a launch title, because they showed it in the trailer. And then I still think that Metroid Prime 4 will be cross-gen and probably a launch title for the Switch 2 as well.
And I said it'll probably port over that Donkey Kong game that just came out.
Possibly.
Or remake just came out. Twice. I'll probably put it over. Yeah, this came out again.
Wii, 3DS, and Switch.
Oh, I didn't know it came out for 3DS.
Yeah. Which, I can't find the 3DS rating on Metacritic. I cannot. I don't know why. I've never seen a game that I couldn't find on Metacritic, but that's one I can't. Is there anything else? And we didn't get much on the dock, so we don't know what ports the dock has, because like the OLED has an Ethernet port, of course your HDMI and power, but we don't know. I'm sure it's probably the same as the OLED. It probably has an obviously HDMI, but power and probably an Ethernet. I don't know why they would take that Ethernet port out. So they probably will have that. What we've seen is just one color variant, just the dark gray or black with the red and blue sticks. I know the like SL and SR buttons on the side are bigger. It looks like we have your a sync button, of course. The player indicator, so like your green light and stuff, it's now on the front instead of completely on the side of the Joy-Con. You still have that awful makeshift controller with the Joy-Cons. You know how you slide it into that plastic thing and makes a controller?
Oh, yeah.
I hate that. It's so uncomfortable. But one problem...
Wii, and they haven't gave up since.
Yeah. One problem I had with it is it looked like they're using... still little tiny sticks. I was hoping they'd do full-size sticks on the Joy-Cons. It looks like they're still small. Yeah, they're like the rubber's deeper, so you might get a better grip or something, but just like, because Switch 2 will be powerful enough to run Call of Duty, and it's going to be rough playing if you play Call of Duty on them Joy-Cons, because unless the sticks are bigger than they look rough.
I mean, I don't know who's playing Call of Duty with just one Joy-Con, but...
That'd be two. Either way, the sticks are still small. Like, still. It'd be rough.
I mean, I could probably play it on the normal Switch. It wouldn't be that bad. Like, just Joy-Con-wise. Stick size don't really...
It does.
...matter.
It does. Playing Fortnite on the Switch...
Yeah, I have plenty of
time. I have too, and it's awful. Especially when your Joy-Con drifts.
I say that, but granted, I'll probably never go back to a controller after playing keyboard and mouse, but...
Yeah, I mean, I've played a lot of controllers, and I mean, I can adjust, but the Switch is... the Joy-Con... I mean, the sticks suck.
It doesn't make sense, because a lot of people, when they do try, like, on the... I know TikTok's going away or whatever, supposedly... But, like, anytime they're, like, trying to sell, like, a quote-unquote aimbot on there, there's always, like, a padded extension for your controller thing.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it makes it, I guess, a longer stick, too, would make it dang. Why not just get an Atari and just get that big old long joystick thing and got it right there?
Yeah, that'd be nice. I think it would be best for Nintendo to, put Hall Effect sticks in there from the start, so they don't have to worry about all the drift issue that they had with the original Switch.
Yeah.
Now that that technology's more available. I think that's it. All I wanted to talk about. Alright. We talked about Donkey Kong Country Returns, and we have the HD, or Donkey Kong Country Returns HD rating for Metacritic.
It downgraded. It's a 78 on Meta, and when the Wii version came out, it was an 87. Granted, like Ashton said, we don't know what the 3DS was. I didn't bother to look for a 3DS because I didn't know it came out on the 3DS, because I've never really been a Donkey Kong fan.
I like Donkey Kong Country series, but I like the first one the best out of any of them. 1, 2, 3, or Returns, or Tropical Freeze. Donkey Kong Country Returns, I played it back in the day on the Wii when it came out, and it was good. I beat it, but I just like the first one the best. Let's see if I can find the 3DS rating. Maybe not on Metacritic, but just somewhere.
And didn't that like we'll have it a 10 out of 10?
Probably. See what IGN has to say about it. They are saying an 8.9 out of 10.
8.9?
Yeah. So they're saying, according to, against Metacritic's, saying it's better than the original. Basically, the only difference between any of them is I think 3D added some extra levels and stuff from the original, and then HD kept those additional levels but obviously just gave it better graphics.
Yeah, it's, I said, I've never really been Donkey Kong fan with it, so I doubt I'll pick this up or even bother playing it. Sierra likes the Donkey Kong series. I'm, like I said, I'm not really a fan of them, so I'm sure the Metacritic score matches out. The one and only Donkey Kong game I've ever had was the Congo one for the GameCube.
That's probably why you don't like the Donkey Kong series.
You're probably right.
You never played a good
one.
I
still got the Congas and everything.
Yeah, you've never played a good Donkey Kong game.
I mean, I like playing with the Congas and stuff. It's just I never really got into it. If I sat down and, like, well, first get an adapter for my TV, it allows me to play those type of games now. Because I don't got a retro TV where you got the red, white, and black, or red, white, and yellow.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, I got to like second or third boss on that. It's just I never did complete it.
Yeah, it's not the best Donkey Kong game out there.
The Nintendo Switch Online, I think I played the original one and got probably 5-6 levels in just got bored.
I beat it a couple times, beat the second one. Never played the third one much. I played it a little bit because first one has Donkey Kong and Diddy Kong. The second one has Diddy Kong and Dixie Kong. And the third one has Dixie Kong and Chunky Kong? Something like that. They should have just kept Donkey Kong all through all of them. The second one's not bad, but the third one, I didn't even play it because it doesn't even have Donkey Kong in it or even Diddy Kong anymore. So, like I said, the original on the Wii was an 87, but it was an 8.6 for user score, so that lines up pretty well. The user score for HD is not out yet because the game just came out yesterday, time of recording. And I want to point out, this game did not leak early.
That's what I was about ready to bring up. I was going to ask you that.
It did not. I checked.
I should have looking for it actively.
I was like, I'm going to bring it up if it does. It's the first Nintendo game to not leak early in a long time.
Ironically enough, right when the Switch 2 was getting announced, announced.
The same day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they both released on the same day, but yeah. I was impressed.
Yeah, I was curious about that. Once you sent that, I was like, wait. I was like, did this one leak early? I was like, because I didn't hear no news where it was already out and available.
Yeah, I checked. I checked a couple weeks ago, and I checked this past week almost every day, and it's not leaked. It's out there now, obviously, but...
Which, granted, I don't think they pushed this game as hard as what they did, like, Mario and Luigi and...
No, they... I mean, they mentioned it in their last direct, and you really haven't heard anything much else about it since. Except, so the only I mean, they had the launch trailer yesterday, is it?
Like I said, that's not even what I remember from the last direct. The Donkey Kong I remember from the last direct is Mario versus Donkey Kong.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, they just briefly mentioned this game, and it said it was going to be in January. Didn't specify when, just said January 2025.
So yeah, Madden, you know, it's not a new game, it's a remake, so
twice.
The game's been out for almost 20 years at this point. Because what, it was a release, or almost a release title with the Wii? Or was it at
2010?
2010? So 15 years now.
15 years.
I didn't know if it was a release title or close to release title.
I mean, it's towards the end of the life cycle, because, I mean, the Wii U came out 2012.
Had to have that special adapter thing, didn't you, to play it?
I don't think you did for Donkey Kong Country Returns. Skyward Sword, yes. The Wii Motion Plus. Crap. I hated that. I had to borrow yours all the time.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I think that game just came out roughly around the same time. That's why I just assumed it was you needed it for both games.
Yeah, because Skyward Sword came out in 2011. So. Mm-hmm. And Donkey Kong Country came out November, so it was late 2010.
Like I said, I remember you got them roughly around the same time because it was a situation where one of you got one game for Christmas, one of you got the other game for Christmas.
Yeah. So I actually got, after you bring that up, I got this game twice for Christmas, in the same Christmas, obviously. But I think Mama and Papa got it for me, and then my grandma and granddad got it for me.
Both sets of grandparents. Yeah. Got you two separate types. Games for it.
Yeah.
Or same game twice.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think I kept both copies. I didn't want to get rid of either one of them, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just thought that was funny. They both got me the same game in the same year.
Basically at the same time.
Yeah, basically at the same time. But I figured the Switch would carry this one for a while. So that's all the time we have. We appreciate you guys for listening. Follow all of our podcast socials, our Discord, Twitch, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, our merch on Redbubble and TeePublic. Colin, do you have anything?
That's it.
All right. Appreciate you guys. We'll catch you next week.
Later, guys.
Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app. Get tender USDA Choice boneless chuck roast or stew meat for $6.99 a pound. Then get 2-liter bottles of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $1.49 each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.